الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected members, elders, as we were speaking about Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ascension to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the things that he saw, what we spoke about in the previous week was that one of the things that he saw was that he saw people who were gnawing and were tearing at their faces and chest, pulling out the flesh. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Ibrahim, Man ha'ula'i ya Jibra'il? Oh Jibra'il, who are they? Then Hazrat Jibra'il replied, Ha'ula'i alladhina ya'kuluna luhum an-nas wa yaqa'una fi a'radihim. That they are those people who eat the flesh of their brothers and destroy the dignity and the honor of their brothers. So this was the punishment that was given to those people, or will happen to those people who backbite and destroy other people's honor and dignity. That the nails will be made out of copper, and with that يَحْمِشُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَصُدُورَهُمْ, that they will tear the flesh from the face and the chest, and that will be repeated again and again and again. So this was one of the punishments that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw when he was making that ascension. Another thing that he saw was that he saw some people was plowing the fields. As soon as they plowed, the crop grew, and straight away they were able to harvest the crops. It happened very quickly. He saw them, they were plowing the fields, and after plowing the fields, putting the seed, it grew quickly and they harvested the crop very fast. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired to Jibra'il alayhi salatu wasalam, who are these people who are getting the benefit so quickly? Who are these blessed people who are reaping the fruits very quickly? Soon as they sow the seeds, straight away they're harvesting the crop so quickly. Jibra'il alayhi salam replied that there are those people who stand in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the good cause and the righteous cause, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the fruits of those actions straight away. Meaning, not only the fruits and the reward of that action is reserved in the hereafter, but in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the benefit of that amal. So they will straight away get the benefit. You know, we hear, if we read our 5 times salah, then Allah will give us this in Jannah and Alif this in Jannah. This is all happening hereafter. But with giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the benefit in this world is given first, and then the benefit in the hereafter. We can reap the benefits in this world. Number one is that by giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us barakah in our wealth and health. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguards our wealth. It is like giving insurance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today in this world, we are told time and again that you must do insurance to look after your property, to look after your car, to look after your health and your life, even your life. That's just false economy. What life? Nobody can give you life again. Meaning your progeny, your people who you leave behind, they'll be looked after. What guarantee is there that they can be looked after? It's Allah who looks after them. You can give them £5 million. That's not going to stop them from having an accident. They can be multi-millionaires. That doesn't stop them from having a crash in a car. Does it stop anybody? Have you seen multi-millionaires never having happened anything to them because they got so much money? So this is false, playing with people's minds. Oh, what happens if this happens? What if this happens to you? Brother, if you understand the philosophy and the reasoning behind that, it is only a one-way situation. It's a win-win situation for them. How? They look at the ratio of the risk. 1 million people will give payment, premium, and out of that, they know all of, the statistics say only 5%, 5 people will claim. So they've got 95%. If they see there's more claims, they raise you in premium. So never hurts their pocket. It's not, are we taking all the risk? What risk? They're taking no risk. They're increasing their profit. Slight. Claims, more claims, your premium goes up. Why? We've got to keep our profits. Exactly the same. Last year we made 2 billion, we've got to keep it 2 billion. So what do? Increase everybody's premium. Oh, because there's so many claims. They don't say, okay, the whole principle should be, sometimes you make a loss, sometimes we make a loss. We give premium, we didn't claim, we made a loss. No. You give premium, we continue with the profit. We continue taking. We have to keep on giving the shareholders, keep on giving dividends. So it's based on life. This is why gambling is haram. So my dear respected brothers and elders, the true insurance is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. By giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will safeguard. How? Allah says, As-sadaqatu tutfi'u ghadab Allah. The first and foremost is that when a person gives charity, it dampens, it lessens, it decreases the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah is happy with somebody, does he send calamity with him? That is not the normal. Calamity is a punishment. And punishment is only given when somebody needs to be chastised because of a mistake they made. And when a person makes mistake, that attracts the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But by giving sadaqah, if it decreases the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the wrath and the musibah will be diminished. And musibah and calamity either comes in terms of wealth or in terms of health. And both is injurious to us. Both is bad to us. So that is the guarantee Allah has given you insurance. So you give sadaqah, you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you give in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then I will give you insurance. I will guarantee. I will remove calamity. How many times do you see a person is earning £1,000 and suddenly he has a phone call from Pakistan, from Bangladesh, or so and so has happened, this person is a heart attack, he needs to send 5 lakhs. He's earned £1,000, he needs to send 5,000. Is he in profit or is he with nothing, minus? He's in minus now. As a person, he only earns £200, but he gives in charity and everything. End of the week, he only spent £50. He's in profit of £150. And with it, peace and tranquility. The other brother, oh, what is happening to my uncle? What is happening to my dad? Is he going to be alright in the operation? Hey, send 5 lakhs. He's in minus. Borrow some money. Send it there. He's in minus. On top of that, he's got problems thinking. No tranquility. No peace of mind. Driving the car, boom. And what happened? Oh no, the exhaust is gone. He's got a 3-year-old car, needing £8,000 he spent the other day. He has to spend £400 insurance. And a person is driving a banger, bang, 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 for the last 10 years, nothing happened to his car. Cost me £40 to do my MOT, pass. And there's his brother here, mashallah, driving a nice Mercedes, and then he goes off a bump and he's this gone, that gone. Oh, not only he's spending money, he's got headache now. Oh, I have to get this fixed. And this brother, mashallah, first gear, second gear, and going past. See on the hard shoulder, nice BMW waiting there. Hello, assalamu alaikum, I'm going, carry on driving. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving that guarantee by giving sadaqah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw. And during the ascension, during the mi'raj, that these are the people who were benefiting straight away. They were just sowing, just putting the seeds, and straight away they were reaping the benefits. And Jibreel alayhi salam told that these are the very lucky people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the opportunity to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Uqsimu," that I swear about 3 things, that what I will say, it will happen. Ma naqasa mala abdin min sadaqah, that a person's wealth will never decrease due to sadaqah. وَلَا ظُلِمَ عَبْدٌ مَظْلِمَةً صَبَرَ عَلَيْهَا إِلَّا زَادَهَ اللَّهُ عِزَّةً. And there is not a person who endures a calamity and has patience upon it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase his izzah, increase his status. His status being elevated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا فَتَحَ عَبْدٌ بَابَ مَسْأَلَةٍ إِلَّا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهَا بَابَ الْفَقْرِ. And there will never be a person who begs to people and yet the door of begging will not open for him. Of destitution will not open for him. Definitely the door of faqr will open for him. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decrease his wealth. So by begging, by asking others, when there's no need to ask, this will never increase wealth. That will always decrease wealth. That's why it's so important that if we have the opportunity to work, that we work. Those who have the opportunity to work, You have to go and sign on. And you need to think about this hadith. They are fully able to work. They are not disabled. They can do something, but they're carrying on signing on, asking for money. Would that increase their wealth? They need to think about this. One is, they're trying that most level. They're actually trying, physically trying. That is a different thing. But one is just sitting down on your laurels, on our laurels, and just let life go past, having a good life, not need to work. My dear respected brothers, we should ponder upon this hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.